Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Northern Peninsula area. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go. It's the Bama Kids. Go. Up an NPA. Go. What you doing?
About 6 in the morning, hopped in the dinghy, me and Bella about tea with 5 hunt and pity. Heading to the shooting swamp for some piggy, with a cruise east coast, got gun dogs, machetes. 1, 2, load up the bullet. 3, 4, cock it and pull it. 5, 6, popped him in the ass, cause 7, 8, 9, now the boom is dead.
Hands up, mother push go you. That's a one bun small, suss it out, mother cruise. Yeah, you know how we roll, it's the Bamaga Kids. Where the bullets, what is that? Red dust, Nick.
Life's fun up here in the NPA. Yeah. There's not much to do, but it's deadly anyway. Chilling with our titters and having a yarn. Teared up at the disco and dog him hard run.
She likes the gazebo, listening for the music. We flop up in our heads because it's me not alive. Turning off the radio, you feeling it?
Yeah.
While I press, my thumb and potatoes, I be play tight.
Hands up, mata press, go youth. Also one run small, suss it out, mata cruise. Yeah, you know how we roll, it's the Bama the Kids. Where the titters, what it that's, red dust, nate tits.
Walking down the main street with the danger beat. And we're looking so gorgeous, are you feeling the heat? Pop, pop, lock and drop it, I'ma roll it around. And then we throw it on down all the way to the ground.
While I tray back, yeah, in the NPA, we're representing all the people from around this place. Mix flow all ballas, make it brand new, sing. No blast them over, mark, bomb by telling a ring.
Hands up, mother push go you. That's a one bun small, suss it out, mother cruise. Yeah, you know how we roll, it's the Bamaga Kids. Where the ballas, where the stacks, red dust, need tears.
Hands up, mother press go you. That's a one bun small, suss it out, mother cruise. Yeah, you know how we roll, it's the Bamaga Kids. Where the shit is, what is that? Red dust, need tears.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. I'd like to take this opportunity run this teeth and for somebody else, good morning. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob, too deadly? Right, we're going to jump straight into it. Going to catch up a yarn there with Anik Thomason and also Jacinta Baragood, okay? And they're chief investigators of the JZK project. And that's the Japan Zenith Kes project. It's about reconnecting Zenith Kes communities with a unique body of research scholarship created by a team of Japanese researchers about Zenith Kes societies and environment 50 years ago. The project responds to the call for the return of research through a robust partnership and traditional owners to return the research. Look, we talk about the Big Island, Australia. It has got a history, black or white, good or bad, but the history is history, and history needs to come forth. And we are yarning with these deadly sisters about this fantastic space and connection with our Japanese brothers and sisters. And a very good morning, ladies. How are we?
We're good, thanks.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. We'll start with you, Jacinta. Who your mob, where you from?
Yeah, hello to all our listeners out there here on Gimui. Mm-hmm. My name is Jacinta Baragood. I'm from Yam Island in the Torres Strait, Kulkalgal Nation. I've also got connection to Murray Island, Kamara Kamara Nation as well.
Beautiful, fantastic. And big shout out to all your mob. Fantastic. And beside you, acting as your bodyguard, you could say, Annick Thomason. Who's Annick Thomason?
Hi, everyone. I'm from Quebec City in Canada, okay. The land of the Wendat and Wabanaki and Abenaki people.
Beautiful.
And that's where the...
Okay, thank you. So how did you connect? How did this come about? And how important is JZK Project?
Well, yeah. The project came about quite a few years ago when my colleague Julie Lan and I, we had to engage with some of the work that this team of Japanese people had done back in the 70s. But
yes.
It was quite hard to get access to anything that they were producing because it was everything was in Japanese. So part of it was translated. It was quite interesting. But we thought eventually... because some people in the Torres Strait wanted to reconnect with the material.
Yes.
We thought it would be good to have everything translated.
Yes.
And then Julie Lan found a lot of photos in Osaka in Japan, and we went back to try to repatriate as much things that we could. We went through 9,000 photos, found about 2,000 about the Torres Strait. Yeah, and got more now since.
Like I said, Australia's got a history, and when we talk about the connection with the war back at that time, and a Japanese pilots, fighters, ended up in the Torres Straits, a lot of them stayed there after the war and became a home. I know a lot of connection with Japanese people, with Torres Strait Islanders, become marriage. Marriages that perform, children perform, and strong Japanese names still carry strong today in the Torres Straits. Can you elaborate on that, please, and Jacinta?
Yeah, thank you for that. I guess, like, the history we have with the Japanese goes way back into the 1800s, and I think through this project you can see the relationship, the connectness through it, you know, the Japanese researchers at that time in the 70s when they went to the Torres Strait, they were really interested in the culture, how people were living.
Mm-hmm.
It was an interesting time as well in the region. There was a lot of political change.
Yes.
PNG got their independence. So the border, I guess, negotiation was happening at that time. They were there. There was a lot of economic changes and also the social changes as well within the region. So it was an important time, I guess.
Sure.
That Torres Strait was facing when the researchers were there. So they captured a lot of that, what was happening. So they were more interested with the people that was living there at the time. And also, like you've mentioned, there was families that settled and lived, particularly on Thursday Island through the pearling time.
Yes.
So they also made connection to those family as well.
Pearl divers as well, yeah, because when you look at Japan, the similarity to how the Torres Strait Island people lived, to how the Japanese people lived, they were on big islands themselves, weren't they, Japan, when you look at Japan. You mentioned PNG, and if it wasn't for the Fuzzy Wuzzies, you know, I mean, big shout out to the Fuzzy Wuzzies and all their ancestors that protected the big island Australia when the war was on. And as it says, when the war was over, some Japanese soldiers stayed there with the Torres Straits and made it their home. And the Torres Strait Island people embraced them and welcomed them in. And like I said, married into Torres Strait Island people and produced their own children and their families. And like their names are strong there in the Torres Straits, isn't it?
Yeah, we've met a few families on Thursday Island, the Fujis,
Shibusaki, the Nakatas, we're probably forgetting some.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. There's a big string of names, you know.
Yeah.
And we talk about the foundation that they've built in regarding the economy in the Torres Straits as well. Would it be anything dealing with the water, fishing or diving or what have you, all different industries. So the strong, I mean, you even look at the NRL. There's a couple of Japanese Torres Strait Island footballers that are playing in the NRL at the elite level in rugby league. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's very strong and just shows the foundation and the connection of Japanese people with the Torres Straits, with Australia, you could say.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah, and especially because it's really interesting because this project, just because of that Japanese connection, so we're trying, as part of the project, we're trying to get voices from elders and even younger people who live through this period of change. But each time you mention that it's the Japan, like a team of Japanese people who were doing the research, straight away they think, oh, pearling industry. So they went back to even further before the pearling industry collapsed in the 60s. And so basically we get so many stories about like pearl farming that was happening across the Torres Strait, visiting a lot of sites like that. Got a few nice songs that people sung to us as well. They still remember. And it's kind of the presence of the Japanese is still there in the food. We think about the saukoro and
namas.
Yes, exactly. That kind of mouth water here.
and you know, like the fearlessness of the Japanese tree, like that we're diving at Darnley Deep, it's still like such a you know, an influence in the Torres Strait, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, from our work at the moment, speaking to elders and people in community, it's that relationship that was built between the Japanese people and our people, like the Torres Strait Islanders. And I think what brings that strong connection is that culture.
Yes.
Each country or each nation has and the similarities. So, you know, when the Japanese people came to Torres Strait, you know, they were welcomed.
Exactly.
And, you know, they respected the Torres Strait way of living without, you know, disturbing any of the practices, although, you know, they, you know, showed them the men on the boats how to, you know, work on those lugger boats or how to cook, which, you know, today that still continues up in the Torres Strait and even on wherever you go here in Australia.
Exactly. And as I said, Australia's got a history, you know, good or bad, black or white or what have you, but there is the Japanese connection there. And then for those deadly listeners just tuned in, Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry with National Talk Black, having a deadly yarn here with Jacinta Burragood and also Annick Thomason and their chief investigators of the JZK project. And that's a Japan Zenith Cast project. So there's the connection in regarding Japanese history in the Torres Straits and still strong and vibrant today, you know. So we talk about our black people of this country, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people. We are storytellers. And so we tell the story. I mean, there's talk about truth telling. This is truth. This is the story. This is live coming. Well, this is the story coming to life, you could say. Can I ask about the connection to the Japanese? You're saying that research was done back through Japan as well in regarding to families living in Torres Straits? Is that right?
No, it was more like so we're not. We still investigated that part.
Sure. Okay.
Where there was a lot of teams of researchers that came around that period in the 70s. They went to multiple communities in Australia, other communities, I think, in Arnhem Land and other places. And they went all over the world. So it was a post-war, I suppose, kind of mission to reconnect with the world. And
sure.
So this team, there was about 10 of them that came to the Torres Strait, and it was really about trying to understand everyday life in the Torres Strait. So that's really interesting what they collected. It was they documented everything, like from the architecture of the time. There was still a lot of leaf house, for example. They documented how people were doing the fisheries, and that was a transition from the pearl industry, from the trucker shell diving. Up to now, we had the kayar, the tropical rock lobster fisheries that were happening, and prawning and mackerel and stuff like that, all the new ways of doing. And all of a sudden, people started to have airstrip on the island, so there there was connection and a lot more movement between islands and between the islands and the mainland. Trade was starting to change with PNG because of like the new border that was being established. So it was really interesting, and people remember that time with a lot of fondness. Some of them, remember the Japanese people also who came to do these interviews. And they remember a time that was quite hard because there was no electricity on the island, no running water. They were talking about how, you know, gardening, carrying out water.
Whitestrobe would call it deserted island. But the traditional owners would think, this is life.
Yes, this is life.
And this is how we live life.
Yeah, it was a struggle, but they were happy. Exactly. They were really happy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think that's the main message of the whole thing. It was hard time, but good time.
Then you talk about the two different cultures colliding. When you talk about Japanese, you know, living there after the war and then bringing their knowledge of their life from their islands to the Torres Straits, the similarity, but also learning off each other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the family connection and the powerful four-letter word love and then producing pickaninnies and, you know, Japanese Torres Strait Island mix and fantastic. A fairy tale, you could say, more ways than one. Yeah?
Yeah.
So with this, how many on board? Just the two of you ladies on board with this project?
Oh, no, we're... Quite a big team, actually.
Yeah. Big team, yes. Big shout out to the team, yes.
Yeah, where shout they all based? Out to the team.
Yes.
There's actually 10 of us now in total. So there's myself. I'm a research officer on the project.
Yes.
We've got Annick Thomason here.
Yeah, and Julie Lan and I are based at the Australian National University. Mm-hmm. Samantha Faulkner is with us as well as one of the principal investigators. And then, you know, we're one of the projects who's covering every single island in the Torres Strait. So it's it's really a big job. So we are lucky to have like five at the moment community-based researchers.
Is there a Japanese counterpart there?
We work with people at in Osaka, Minpaku, the Museum of Ethnology over there. So so we have like connections there. And there's Sara Kataoji based in Melbourne, who's the daughter of one of the researchers that was on Mare and Bamaga and elsewhere.
Whoa.
Who's like actually returning a lot of the material.
So we're talking about grandchildren. Telling the stories.
Yes,
you
exactly.
know what I mean? And the stories, and that's how we as First Nation people, we pass those stories along, don't we? Mm. Yeah, and through dance and through art and you know, through songs and what have you.
Yeah.
And that becomes the vehicle to keep the story alive. Mm. So it's mind blowing. I've got goosebumps here. Yeah. Fantastic girls. Yes. And going to you, Jacinta, as a First Nation woman, Torres Strait woman, how did you come about this? Were you approached or were you at uni or eating some curry chicken from Japan at a Japanese restaurant and it all started? Tell us your story.
Absolutely. How I became part of this project was I was living in Canberra, so I moved from Cairns, down to Canberra. I was working for a federal organization, Australian Federal Police at the time, and I knew Annick on a personal note.
Yes.
And so at the time she was telling me about this project, so they were going to apply for this funding with the Australian Research Council.
And your eyes lit up?
Yeah, I was like, and at the time as well, because it was, you know, post-COVID, I was missing my families with the lockdowns. I couldn't travel up. So I felt that need that, how can I connect back to where I'm from, the Torres Strait, which is the other end of the country.
Story, this history became your connection back to your family and to your island home.
It was.
Yes,
and it brought me back here to Cairns, and I'm actually moving up to the Torres Strait. So
beautiful. Yeah, fantastic. So with the findings, are we going to write a book here or create a film or what are we going to do with this information?
This.
And it should be in the museums of this country, all museums, you know, in regarding the history of Australia. So should it not? So what are we going to do with this information, girls?
Well, like there's different things that we're doing. So soon we'll have an exhibition in Canberra with like the first kind of bits of interviews.
You got a date there?
12th of June.
12th of June.
Will be the opening, and it's on for about 2 weeks.
Sure.
We'll be after that coming. So there'll be photograph displayed, some stories and some films.
Yes.
We're going to the Zenat, Win of Zenat Cultural Festival in September to continue these exhibitions.
Yes.
And after that, we are going to a symposium in Japan to present about the project and about the how we've done that and the relationship.
So, of course, there'd be strong conversations with their elders on the islands and Torres Straits who've got plenty of yarn, you know. And happy to come and share that yarn. Yes, you'd find that.
It's been beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's been it's been a great opportunity. Beautiful. Like I've been near down mainland for a long time, and just going back and hearing those stories, it just fills my heart.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And as we know, we have our yarns with our elders who got who are our mentors, our masters, who've got plenty of story. You know, and so we talk about the history. So we talk about the Japanese history. They would have those stories. Mm-hmm. And to bring it to the surface, you know, probably not thinking much of it, but the fact that you've got a JZK project, now it's coming to the surface. The stories and the yarns are strong now.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And it's a part of their life as well.
Yeah, and I'd like to mention, I mean, with our project, we partnered with Garabadara Cod, which is GBK, Torres Strait Land and Sea Council.
Yes.
And they've been really amazing with supporting
us.
Going to up when we visit the Torres Strait, giving us that cultural advice as well.
Beautiful.
And T-Circ was pretty welcoming as well and helpful when we're on the island. Mm. And that's. Yeah, we've got.
This is exciting, ladies. This is exciting. So, thank you. So, 12th of June, there will be a launch of the stories in Canberra. Is that right?
Yeah. And so, just maybe quickly, on our Facebook page, there's a link to what we call a story map.
Okay.
And so that will
under JZK.
Yeah.
Facebook page.
A new JZK project, I think. Yeah. So if you go on that page, there's a link to a story map where we'll be building the stories as we go. Good. So adding film, music, because we've recorded music as well. And when we publish our book, that's going to be announced there as well. But there's going to be a strong online presence, because one of the goals was that these stories are alive, and that especially the Piknini, as you said, they can have access to this on their phone. So the story is building, and we, as the story is building, we'll be posting it and developing it online as well. So people can have access to it wherever they are. Yeah.
Well, Gengi Deska and Big Esso. Yeah. Thank you, ladies. Fantastic. There's a connection. There's a connection there. JZK, Japan Zenith Kest Project. So fantastic. And the story, the history of the Torres Straits and the connection with our Japanese brothers and sisters who are now families. Who are their families, yes. Thank you for the yarn, ladies. Beautiful yarn. Please do keep in touch. So you can check out the Facebook page, JZK. Yep. And also there's a date claim there, 12th of June in Canberra. And that's going to be held where?
At the gallery in Canberra, which is on the Australian National University campus.
So all you rugby league players shooting down to Canberra, watch the Canberra Raiders play. There you go. Go along to the museum and check that out. And like I said, I know there's a couple of Japanese Torres Strait Island players there with Canberra Raiders as well. So a big shout out there to the mob. But thank you, ladies, and all the best and good sharing with you. Fantastic.
Aweso. Kaimeso. If there's, I just wanted to do a shout out. If there's any Torres Strait Islander families, elders here in Gimui that remembers any of the Japanese researchers or can have a yarn to us what life was like in the 70s, please get in contact with us. I'm currently here in Cairns. Good. You'll see me around. You know who I am. Come and have a yarn with me.
Beautiful. Well. Spread the love. Ladies, thank you very much and all the best to you. Thank you.
Esso.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there, and that's a lovely yarn there with Anik Thomason and also Jacinta Baragood, our chief investigators of the JZK project, the Japan Zenith Quest project. Look, fantastic. History is history and true history in the Torres Straits, and with our brothers and sisters from Japan who remained on the islands in the Torres Straits after the war and made it their home, and the connection is second to none. And you wouldn't believe my next song I got here is Up in the Sky, and that's Izzy Shibasaki. There it is. Check it out, you mob too deadly.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breezes blowing memories, oh yes, yes. Somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, long-eyed tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Bay? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild, long-eyed tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Bay? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
Australia, it's time to check your tech. The national 3G network is closing from the 28th of October. Your devices might not work when it's gone. From your phone to your smartwatch and your tablet, even personal emergency alarms, FPOS terminals, and fire and security alarms. Check your tech so you and your family stay safe and connected. Visit 3gclosure.com.au and act before the 28th of October.
Station sponsor.
Ooh. Ooh. Mikla Mata work with the Mickey tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the Mickey holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. With the Mickey tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the Mickey holes in the earth, tracking the herd. For what you thought we could be, what we stop it. You must have me, Sambala Ryan. I take our rib, I come as a island. Born and bred where Kyoto, the island. Busy, not the fly, must fly, go by again. Another after and be full blood, new and mine. Another after and be cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now July 1 sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. How much the young you bad when out there become? Out there matter make it dance, out there make it the mock car. And man no understand, when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come once it's time we snag a band. Woman nag a man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command man. From make it wrong decision, them come. But we no sabe si that matter work. With the Mickey tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the Mickey holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be with, we saw it work. With the Mickey tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the Mickey holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be with, we saw it. Bye-bye, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up the gubba gub. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you go mata stop. Bombay, them kind was a kuyur pass where wap now.
Then can what says be a password with more rap? How matter your new bad when out there we come? Out there matter make it work, make him sun up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, dive a matter down. When he selling them, but keep it a millions, hundreds and thousands. Them can what say waiting naga vow, watching naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking all out, go gunny go pop. From sissy walk up from inside south, then it now. But we no sabe see that matter work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, buy them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with me sabe work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, buy them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with me sabe work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, buy them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with me some at work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, buy them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with me some at work.
Yeah, that's Mata Work there, the Savage Soldier, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yana Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. Can be live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Indian Country. As BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Let's look at what our news headlines are. Australian news here from The Guardian. Unwelcome country. Why have some conservative politicians stopped acknowledging Indigenous lands in Australia? Welcome to country ceremonies are commonplace in Australia. The campaign against them is just ugly. Politicking, says Aboriginal leader Nathan Moran, CEO of Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, says objections to welcome to country ceremonies are for political gain. The Northern Territory Chief Minister made a deliberate omission at an event last month commemorating the 1942 bombing of Darwin by Japanese forces. In the opening remarks, Lisa Fanacciaro acknowledged veterans and the families of those who survived, but not the Larrakia people on those land the event was held. She later told local radio that that such gestures widely made at public gatherings to show respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people had become tokenistic and divisive. I'm about unifying territorians, Fanacciaro said. When I speak as Chief Minister, it's for everyone. It's a commonplace across Australia to pay respect to the traditional owners of the land on which a public gathering takes place through a welcome to country or an acknowledgement of country. As the federal election approaches, conservative politicians have taken aim at the ritual, saying people like it is being rammed down their throats. A welcome is given by an authorised traditional owner and can include a speech, song, dance or smoking ceremony. An acknowledgement is typical, a brief statement recognising traditional owners that anyone can make. Sometimes events will open with a welcome to country followed by a brief acknowledgement from each speaker. This was the case with all eight dignitaries at the Darwin event, except the Chief Minister, who said that while welcomes have their place, too much repetition can make gestures seem insincere. For Nacharao's federal colleague, the newly appointed Shadow Minister for Government Efficiency and Walpurrier woman, Jacinta Price, has pledged to redirect spending from welcome to country ceremonies, which cost $450,000 in the past 2 years, to initiatives that actually improve the lives of Indigenous people. The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Melody McCarthy, dismissed the move as another attempt to use culture war tactics to distract from the colonisation. The Coalition's lack of plan for Indigenous Australians, the co-chair of Reconciliation Australia, Kirsty Parker, says much much of the furor has underpinned by a fundamental misunderstanding of the intention behind the custom. There's not a political matter, she says. It's a matter of the heart. Parker says, common complaint from critics, I don't need to be welcome to my own country, underlines this misunderstanding. Indigenous groups, she says, are not welcome people to the Australian nation, but rather on the land within their cultural boundaries, which they have cared for and lived for millennia. Yalara woman fears the tone of political debate in Australia has shifted in the 2 years since overwhelming no vote in the referendum to introduce Indigenous voice to Parliament. The coalition campaign on a no vote in December 2024, the opposition leader Peter Dutton refused to stand in front of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags because it was dividing the country. In January, the party began campaigning against welcome to country ceremonies. And post the referendum, there have been attempts by some Australians to cancel all things Aboriginal, says Parker. It's sad. It's really disappointing. So there it is. Maybe you want to talk about that. Have your say. Add to that conversation. Otherwise, you can tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods with your mob, with your tribe, with your organisation. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yana with the Bullywan, your host for National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And you've got more news coming your way, more yarns. And have you say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Never forget me. My- little bit of sweat and sacrifice. Did it twice, run it back. A little bit of fire in my eyes. The beat is right, I'll dance to that. A little bit of patience and you're fine. Everybody's waiting in the line for a little bit of sweat and a real good sign. You know I worked myself to the bone. The night's too young to leave it alone. No, I'm not gonna waste it at home. I'm going out tonight, out tonight, out tonight. Going out tonight, out tonight. If you wanna catch a vibe, maybe we could take a drive underneath the city lights. We're going out tonight, out tonight. You know I work myself to the bone. The night's too young to leave it alone. No, I'm not gonna waste it at home. I'm going out tonight, out tonight, out tonight.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
My people walk on this land. Desecrating with dynamite on sacred dreamtime sites. Please give us back our land rights. We won't give up without a fight. Teach our kids about their rights.
Yeah, that's Keep the Fires Burning Bright. And that's Clayton Harris here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, your mob, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up with Yarn Up. We've got Sylvia on the line from WA. A very good morning. Sylvia, good morning. How are you, sister?
Hiya, Quab Canada. Really good to hear your voice.
You too.
To hear that lovely interview you had with the TIA lady, you know, with the sharing with the Japanese and
yes.
Indigenous people.
A nice story, yes.
Yes.
Jane ZK Project.
People forget that the world is full of Indigenous peoples everywhere.
Well, it's a multicultural world, exactly.
Absolutely. You know, I actually phoned in response to what you said about the ALP, not the Liberal Party coalition, not respecting Aboriginal, really not respecting land and culture when they're refusing to acknowledge.
Acknowledge, them. Welcome to country. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, and they're phasing that out, so to speak.
You know, I think it's best to acknowledge rather than welcome some of these people here because they don't know how to look after this country and they cause such disasters all here and all around the world.
Well, a lot of the statements are, I don't need to be welcome to the country. I was born here. But we're talking about the traditional country, the traditional owners on their land, you know?
Well, what was that, Trevor?
We're talking about acknowledging and being welcome on traditional owner land. Because some people state the fact that I don't need to be welcome to country. This is my country.
That's land rights, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
That's acknowledging land rights.
Well, exactly.
See, and they're still invading, aren't they?
Yeah.
And with the fiasco going on overseas, with the US and the
Russia and Ukraine, exactly.
Invading everywhere. And Israel now becoming an invader. You know, with all the invasions, they're just trying to get on the good side of Trump and start reinvading here all over again.
Yeah.
But they always, every election, their lowest common denominator, racist rhetoric, is sickening.
Well, Trump wants to claim Canada as the 51st state.
Yes. At least Canada's got more human rights than America has, and they've got proper health care. Mm. But for Whitlam, we wouldn't even have health care here.
Mm. Yes.
No? And look what the benefit that is to people.
Exactly.
I know it's not perfect, but, you know, it's better than what the poor American people having to go through.
Mm. Big time, big time.
The richest country in the world, and, you know, people died of COVID because they just couldn't have any hospital help.
Yep, so the Bush is the most powerful country in the world and the most powerful man in the world, Donald Trump, and he emphasised that and lets the people know, exactly.
Well, to me, he's just an arrogant dictator. He was always revolting.
It's so funny, called the Ukraine president the dictator.
He doesn't share, he doesn't communicate, he dominates, he bosses, and he gets away with things that nobody else gets away, and he's a clever manipulator of social media.
Sure.
They all are. They're very, very good at using fear to cause hatred of refugees. They use fear and over and over again, which is the complete opposite of the wonderful culture that's sustained this country for hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah, thank you. Second that.
No?
Second that.
Let's remember how they welcomed the first people and gave here, they gave them food and shelter.
Mm, yes.
Let's remember, you know, they just never thought that they would stay and start committing all those atrocities. Mm. But it's still there. That's one of the greatest things. You know, I fostered the department because I thought this population explosion is terrible all around the world. And I thought it's best to foster because there's so many children that need homes.
Yes.
You know, because I've come from overseas back to my homeland,
mm.
And so I decided when I was settled and not working so much, I would first over to the department. And this young girl, young 19-month-old, who was brought to our house one weekend, I was told it was going to be ages before they got somebody 5 years or younger than my son, but I just wanted a younger brother or sister for him, because he didn't like being the youngest. And they said be ages. And then this 19-month-old little girl to us. We didn't know at that time she'd been in hospital from 4 months to 12 months in Port Hedland Hospital, so she missed out all her babyhood. And then she went to a foster home that was so disastrous that even Princess Margaret Hospital, the children's hospital, had complaints about them. So she took, but the department messed up. They never told me anything. I didn't know she hadn't had babyhood. I would have babied her if I'd known she'd had she'd missed out on babyhood. But anyhow, she was a toddler, so running around doing all toddler things. Very, very clever little girl.
Yep.
Swimming lessons down at the Kelmscott swimming pool. When the teacher said, this is just 2 years old, the teacher said, jump in the pool and swim. She jumped in the pool and swam. Mm. This clever. Anything Big Brother could do, she could do.
Exactly. Beautiful.
You know, this is in a natural world. And we were living in the bush here, which really helped. Just moved out to the bush where I live now in the forest. And then met her family when we wanted to go overseas to visit family. I've got family in Canada as well. I met her family when we got permission. And we were sisters. Just like that, we were sisters.
Exactly.
I was a big sister.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, as I always said, that a child's like a piece of paper, and as we walk past a piece of paper, we leave a mark. What mark are you leaving? That's the statement there. So we've got to go to the news, but thank you for your call. You take care. Keep in touch, please, sis.
Yes.
Your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time with Trent Trevor. We've got to sign off. We've got the news coming up very soon. Stay tuned for that with NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout-out to the NERS team. National Talk Black, one-hour program, but back on the airways again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company, your mob. Stay tuned for the news, and we'll be under soon. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.